Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us in this new episode. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Brother Liaqat and Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaykum assalam.
And just as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly so that we can get into the very heart of discussion. So let's start with Sister Zainab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is Zainab Askari. I'm from Kashmir, Indian administrated Kashmir. And I've been living in Iran for some 10 years now and studying Hausa here.
Very good. Thank you for joining us, Sister Zainab. And you, Brother Liaqat?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas from India. And right now I'm pursuing my master's in psychology. And my interest is in history, Islamic history, as well as psychology. Thank you.
Thank you both of you very much for joining us in today's episode. Well, in today's world, there are many people who are suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder. Now, this is very difficult to explain, but I guess many people are suffering from it in today's world. And if we go for the reasons, one of the greatest reasons for it is perfectionism. Like when you want to become a perfect being in every single aspect, then definitely you're going to face too much of problems because things are not going to go the way you have planned for it. So, generally speaking, actually, this was the opening to today's discussion. OCD is not the center of our discussion, but it could be a part, a branch of what we're going to talk about. How many times in a day you feel like you're doubting something? You feel like you doubt even your existence, your emotions, your feelings, your judgments. There are many times in which you feel like we feel full of doubts about everything. First, tell me, are you a person who feels too much of doubt in a day or no? Or is it just me?
It's not too much, really, but it is there. I do feel doubt about things, especially like when I come across reading something or someone shares some information, for example, my mother when she posts on social media and then it's in news or something, I often do call her right away. Are you sure about the incident? Because I doubt every incident.
Yeah. So and whatever we read, one of the things that make us feel so doubtful is the things that we read, the news that we get from everywhere. Yeah, we are bombarded with too much of information that comes
information overload
from who knows where.
Yes, the information overload lets me, like because I happen to tell her, Mom, you know, we are responsible for everything, the news, even what we are sharing. So are you sure about this? I doubt every news that I encounter with.
But, you know, even in my way to get sure about it, there is no final point to call it sure.
Yeah, but I think media literacy is important to know that what false narratives have been provided to us, for example.
And what are the techniques?
Yeah, I think I can rely on the unbiased media. And I can stop people from sharing a very small part of the news, not the whole things. For example, there is someone who said something, even the Islamic scholars, this is a lot being done to the Islamic scholars.
Exactly.
They give example, okay, this person was doing this, and only that part was cropped and shared, showing the negative, you know, image. So I doubt everything, especially the information I face with. The information thing is that I doubt in my everyday life, not the things like I don't suffer from OCD. I don't doubt. Did I switch on the rice cooker?
I'm the one who falls in that trap a lot.
So, but I have this doubt with the information that's being shared. Mm-hmm.
So the first reason is too much of information.
Yeah. Information
when you're bombarded with too much of information, you are prone to too much of doubt. What could be the other reasons?
I would say doubting is something which has a good part and also has a bad part.
Mm-hmm.
So the good side is you get answers to it. And the bad side is
you make sure. The good part is that you make sure if you're able to make sure. And the bad part is that it might lead to nowhere.
Then the person goes to an extent where he is going to end up in personality disorders, I would say.
Exactly.
So that's the bad part.
Yeah.
The good part is, example, where you kind of have doubts about the assumptions and not the existence. Even people have doubts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the existence of God. And the concept of intercession, example. The concept of the Day of Judgment, okay? Because the person has never seen the Day of Judgment. So the person is going to be like, is there any Day of Judgment?
Yeah.
Are there angels? Are there, example?
The metaphysical issues.
Everything. And forever. Mm-hmm. The paradise, the hellfire, the punishments, the rewards.
There are many examples, yeah.
So the assumption, if it is being clarified, is a good doubt. Example, okay, this should be clarified. If the existence is being questioned, the doubt on the existence in itself, then it's a bad doubt, according to me.
Yeah.
So we have to see, like, what the Ahlul Bayt alayhi muslim have said. We have a hadith as well over here. La shakkar li kaseer ash-shak, example. There's no doubt for someone who doubts a lot. Meaning, it is kind of responsibility upon that person to not doubt excessively.
So yeah.
From the part of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam.
Yeah, we have always been encouraged. Even for the people who have doubt in their worships, they say you don't have to trust what you have in your brain.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
The excessive information would lead to too much of doubt. When you're bombarded with too much of information, there is this huge possibility for you to feel doubt. And I guess it's pretty natural. But then now that you said the first step to, first of all, know that, because there are many people who ignore it, like who deny it, who say, no, I do not doubt, while they're doubting too much. So the first step is to recognize it and to know if it's a destructive one or a constructive one. There are examples of many stories of people who doubted one notion in their religion and then they converted and then they became greater scholars. And there are also some other scientists, if we go for the scientists, they doubted one notion and then they actually created a revolution in the entire realm of science. So doubt, the good part, is not the main concept, is not the main concern of our discussion for today. What we're talking about is a destructive one. For destructive doubt, for sure, it hasn't been there ever since I was born. So it came by time.
Yeah.
Time taught me to be doubtful. I would say one of the other reasons for being too much doubtful is the history, the records you keep in your brain. Like maybe, perhaps, let's talk about the people, like the interaction that you have with people and how it would lead to too much of doubts.
Not being clear when you're communicating with someone, if you're not very clear with your conversation, whatever your with your dialogues, it may convey doubts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think whenever you're communicating, be very clear. That's why we are said in Deen that think before you speak.
And do not give too much of your trust to one person.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not like now I have to be always keep on discussing things. Sometimes it's not necessary to even discuss with someone something. So why to, give the place of doubt? So just avoid the doubts with others, I would suggest. Either it's not necessary to discuss, but if you think there's a necessity to discuss, be clear. Other thing I would say to, in terms of like in other parts of life where we have faced doubts, I would say awareness is very important, like cultivate awareness, be that through reading, be that through, increase
asking your... Asking help from others, from a scholar, actually, not from everyone.
Yeah, increase your emotional intelligence through reading different books, reading journals, watching movies. So I think it increases that emotional intelligence that creates less grounds for those destructive doubts.
Yeah, while I usually believe that knowing more would lead to too much of doubt. That's actually the presumption that I have. But then, as you said, we have to do it with the awareness that I am going to get a conclusion.
I would get back to the very first thing I was saying, and I would give example, and maybe this would get clarified. Why I'm saying awareness and reading too much is important, and media literacy, these things are important. For example, there was an Islamic scholar who was saying there was an ignorant era where ignorant people used to say, treat women as cow. The entire thing was deleted, and the scholar saying treat women as cow was cropped and spread on the social media. So when you're not reading, when you're not researching, when you're not making yourself aware, you would take it, okay, this person said this. While as he was narrating something else, he was narrating in the old decades, they would say this.
So they have omitted the first part.
Exactly. And this is what happens. That's why I'm saying awareness is very important. Media literacy is very important. I remember so
many things. So if you never doubt
that
sentence, then you would never get into the right narration.
Exactly. So that's why I said in the very beginning, I doubt everything that comes
and
out of media.
And authentication, you know?
Yes, yes.
Let's go for information that are already authenticized.
Yeah.
So, brother.
Do not trust everything that's thrown upon you.
Exactly. Yeah, this is very true. How to deal with it?
There's a surah in the Holy Quran. Actually, it was kind of research of my own interest. Surah Ad-Dukhan, where I would say most of the surah is based on this concept of doubt. Where, example, after swearing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing upon the prophets and Quran and stuff. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses about the people who were in state of doubt. Those people who are in state of doubt about the prophets will face significant consequences for their doubts. And then even if the promise that they will have faith, example, those people had doubt in the prophets, this is the Holy Quran saying, and they died in state of doubt. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the question. Yeah? And they never rectified it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish for the state in which they died. And the beautiful part is over here. Even if they were to be returned back to the world, they will still have the same doubt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never return them back to the world. And they will have azab al-alim. Like they will have a forever
punishment
forever. A punishment. Which is...
They will rest in punishment.
Exactly. A prolonged punishment.
And this
you see?
Is discussed as an evil also in Quran. Like when we have a lot of doubt, it's discussed
unanswered
as,
doubt.
Yeah. No, I think doubts, if they become questions to clarify something, is good.
Yeah,
but if doubt leads you to confusion and hopelessness, that's bad. That needs to be solved. Yeah. And Quran talks about it.
I told you, that's a devilish whisper.
Yeah, Quran tells it as sharral waswas al khannas.
Exactly.
And Allah says in the very beginning of the surah, if you face from such kind of shar, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ seek refuge in the Lord of the people, in the, you know, King of the people, in the God of the people. So whether the doubt is a small doubt or a big doubt, doesn't matter.
So I think people should leave doubts as it is. If they're unable to solve them, just leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this doubt, I don't know the answer.
You are actually talking about the existential doubts.
Exactly.
Not the doubts that already have answers, and the problem you have
to
go for is just for the searching, the drudgery of search. Because in today's world, it's difficult for people to search while everything is in the palm of their hand.
Definitely.
But they do not go for it. So it's a responsibility.
Just like you have said, going to the scholars is a good option.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, a person can seek answers. If he or she, example, is unable to seek answers, then leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
It's not necessary that you have to get a 100% answer from for everything.
Our knowledge is restricted and limited. So, sister, what about you?
So I would say doubt and uncertainty are natural components of human experience and the personal growth. So manage these emotions constructively. That's very crucial. And I would say approach the doubt using it as an opportunity for questioning, not for confusion.
Yeah, very true. And then The last thing that I would mention in here, like from the words of sister, I guess the most important part is to seek refuge in God and ask him to help you and ask him to show you the path into the assurance, into the ultimate resolution of the questions that you have in your head. So I hope you would never get into the trap of doubts, into the trap of destructive doubts. And I hope you would have a life that is already full of assurance. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.